Wilmington Trust has reached a $60 million settlement with federal prosecutors. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. The criminal charges claimed the bank concealed millions of dollars in past due loans from government regulators and investors. Details from WHYY's Zoe Reed.
The deal was announced just as a trial against four former bank executives was set to begin. The settlement clears the bank, but fraud cases against the four will proceed in March after U.S. District Court Judge Richard Andrews postponed that trial. The settlement includes $16 million Wilmington Trust previously paid to the Securities and Exchange Commission in a related action. Acting U.S. Attorney David Weiss says the payment will provide relief to victims and prevent further losses down the road.
We believe that the settlement accomplishes three important objectives. First, there's a substantial payment for the victims, those who suffered losses, the employees who suffered losses as a result of what transpired. Wilmington Trust Company has accepted responsibility for its actions. And if possible, we wanted to avoid the collateral consequences of a criminal conviction for the bank, which could have resulted in the loss of further jobs and revenue to the state of Delaware.
Weiss had no comment on the individual cases of Robert Viejara, David Gibson, William North, and Kevin Rakowski. A 2015 indictment accuses them of hiding millions of dollars in past due loans on the bank's books from the Federal Reserve, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the public between October 2009 and November 2010. The four are also accused of fraud in connection with buying and selling securities. Wilmington Trust's new owners, M&T Bank, issued a statement that Wilmington Trust believes resolving this matter now is in the best interest of the company. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.